Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it seems that Blog Talk has their own idea of what time it is, and it doesn't matter what you got, their time is different. Well, I intend to play as many games as I can with certain things. Issues. I'm going to cover a few. There are not very many. There isn't a whole lot in the print media either. But eeny, meeny, chilly, beeny. Ain't heard a spirit speak. None of them ghosties is going woo-hoo or nothing. And yet, there seems to be a sort of echo. A faint but powerful one. Heard before. A sound. And I've got sound all redlined. A sound of resonance that reverberates. All you have are bullets. What we have is something that can't be killed. Why can't you die? Simply, I have what is not able to be touched by mere bullets. It is an idea. Ooh. The people have adapted this and are making it the heart of everything. The people's cry is growing, getting louder and more prolific each day. Yes, can you hear it echoing in the cities at all yet? You might listen. You just might be able to hear something. Unfortunately, one of the items in Agenda 21 has been realized. Ooh. The police have been negated. No longer able, willing, or allowed to enforce any laws. Woo-hoo! Then you got Marxist prosecutors have created a revolving door and a catch-and-release policy. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, where does that leave the bulk of the population? Where are we? Woo! We, again, it's all redlined, as a group, seem to be on our own. Oh, my God. You see, some 70% of the population is expendable. Boy, isn't that fun? Let's take it down to the place where the rubber meets the road. Here's how it is. 15% above that, 70%, are supposedly touchable. Well, these are the guys in the top 30%. Woohoo! The top 15% are supposed to be out of reach. What you gonna do when we come for you, huh? That's the question. The real, true believers can only take so much, and it is at this point that they snap. The idea of an orderly and peaceful society becomes broken. Those in power negate police protection and let everyone know you no longer have a right to self-defense or protection. Think about it. So, as soon as the people hear you coming to take our guns, Civil War II starts. Try it and see. Remember Flip Wilson? Try it. You'll like it. Well, this is a bit different. Some of the things in the media are whoopity-doo jobs, 110 degrees somewhere. Well, hey, I hate to tell you, William Falk, but that's normal where that's at. Phoenix is like that. How do I know? Been there. Ooh. Now, this is from July 2nd, and we're at the 10th already. Well, mercy sakes. Senate Republicans block Democrats' voting bill. Do you remember that bill that only allows Democrats to have a say in how things are, how they run, the H.R. 1? Well, there's a whole article in this, the week, July 2nd, 2021, a whole page of horse hockey. And when I say horse hockey, I'm not kidding. So what can congressional Democrats do in response to state voter suppression laws? Well, that's simple. the answer in Christian looks like nothing. However, you got Joe Biden up there, and what did he say? He told DOJ to go get him. Oh, really? Yeah, they filed a lot of lawsuits. I tell you what's funny. They've been blocked already, and they don't even know it. I read some of these laws, and they are in agreement, all right? And when they're in agreement, that means the ruling will be the same. Now, here's the problem. When somebody sues somebody, the loser pays all your legal fees. Ooh. So you got Arizona, Georgia. There's a bunch of them in there. Columnists have been saying this for a long time. Republicans have made it crystal clear they will do anything to prevent majority rule. Now, we don't want the mob to rule. We see what that's like on Twitter and other places. Just before you get banned, you get a year full. For the People Act. Well, there's a whole lot of problems with this, and that is that what the Democrats do, they blame on Republicans. And I think that's a little bit heavy duty, but there it is anyway. They want to get rid of everything that keeps things in place. And by place, I mean a majority doesn't have too many problems. A minority may have great ones. Ooh, hardliner wins Iran's rigged presidential election. That's no help. Don't mean anything. Most of this stuff doesn't. Supreme Court deals a dramatic blow to the NCAA. In line with our ruling, completely transformed college sports, Supreme Court this week ruled that the NCAA's cap on education-related benefits to student-athletes violated the antitrust law. Oops. Okay, Supreme Court, if you're so supreme, how come you ain't telling Facebook and these other dudes to quit it? Because they're full of it. Ooh, here we go. Another nice topic, critical race theory. Manufactured outrage or real threat? Urging Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida's Board of Education last week joined six other Republican-led states in voting to ban the teaching of critical race theory. I love it. There's a whole lot of good things that the Washington Post says, oh, it ain't taught anywhere. Well, I want to bet. Let's see now. If you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona I think you'd be interested in. Pandering to white voters who aren't quite sure what critical race theory is, but no, they don't like it. They know what it is. Make little kids parade up and down and say they're sorry and that they're guilty of being because they're white. Well, screw that. Screw the teacher doing that. And guess what? Monitoring of classrooms is coming up. And I mean it's coming up fast. And it is going to be something to be dealt with. The threat of CRT has been cited some 1,300 times on Fox News. Oh, Fox must be bad. As racist and toxic rights goal is to limit what our children are taught about slavery, Jim Crow, and the rest of America's ugly racial history on the grounds that it might make white people feel bad. BS. Oh, my BS meter went off. You want more horse hock here? Is that enough? New status as a culture war battleground almost guarantees that the fight will be long, arduous, and ultimately unwinnable by either side. Well, that's not altogether true. If you take and really educate people as to who did what to who, how the people that owned plantation acted, what they did with the families, the whole nine yards, really get into that, you got a lot to learn. I know what my family history is in terms of our operation of a plantation. Guess who ended up with the plantation? Wasn't us. It wasn't the people that bought it originally and put it together. It was the people who worked it. The people who worked it. You hear that? Uh-huh. I hope the left is, I hope the left's mind and brain explode. Oh, we got a mayoral race in New York City. Beautiful thing. Eric Adams, former police captain of Brooklyn, who made public safety the centerpiece of his campaign, had a lead this week. He already won. My, my, my. An entire crowd control unit of some 50 police officers quit that unit last week, citing a lack of support from Portland officials. Well, if somebody wants more police, the only way to do it is get rid of the officials. That's right. Mike Pence got booed. This is from July 2nd now. This is before the holiday. Very few people are paying attention. Now, one thing is going on I really, really don't agree with. British Columbia, churches torched. Two Catholic churches built on indigenous land were burned to the ground this week on Canada's National Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, there's a big problem with that. Those churches serve the needs of the indigenous people. So it's just like BLM tearing up everything. All you're doing is a disservice and being nasty to people that need more help than what you seem to be able to supply or willing to get involved to. So, you know, quit it. Put it that way. I need to get a different vaccine. There's right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori. Mori is refusing to accept the results of Peru's presidential election. My, my. Illicit means. Ooh. Hmm. Suspected cartel gunman on a rampage in Mexico and just shot up everybody. Killed 14 people total. Dozens of civilians were killed by a government airstrike on a busy market in Ethiopia's war-torn region, Tigray, this week, according to the doctors who treated the wounded. Now, think about that very carefully. They're bombing their own people. I remember that one of the so-called heroes of the war, of our major world wars, opened fire with a machine gun on veterans. Well, then you got this neat one. Elephant invades kitchen. This is in Thailand. Hungry elephant knocked a hole in the wall of a Thai woman's house as we can use a trunk to search for food in her kitchen. Woo-hoo. Think about an elephant sticking his whole, you know, his head through there. Now, here's something that's critical. I ain't going to cover everything. I got pages folded, dog-eared, so that I can get this right. The West's mega drought. I want everybody to consider not having any water. Everybody needs to consider not having any water. and the reason you do is because the drought is expanding. You've heard of places that were before non-desert turning into a desert. The Colorado River is about to go dry. They thought the Mississippi would be the one that would go dry, and everybody, everything it hit the fan. Well, we've always been dry, but we didn't have all these people. Maybe they need to close the southern border so you ain't got people sucking up your water. Think about that. and, you know, it's going to get hotter. You ain't seen nothing yet. Well, they're running records in terms of heat and dryness. But this is not uncommon. They have the real problem is that this is a what do you call a mega drought? OS Mega Drive. It's critical. The current drought is on track to become the worst that we've seen in the last 1,200 years. Now, there's some people out there. The reason they could quote that 1,200 years and we've only been watching for 150, maybe 200, is that when you go out west, if you get with the people that have lived there and the tribes that have lived there, they'll tell you when what happened the last time. They have records of it. The last time, the river went totally dry. It was about 1,200 years ago. Think about it very carefully. In Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Nevada, the past year has been the driest on record since the record keeping began in 1895. That ain't 1,200 years. But we don't have anything to compare it to. They think climate change did it. Well, not really. In which these water deficits primarily result from the influence of warming temperature. No. You want the truth about the drought? It's very simple. It doesn't have squat to do with warm temperatures. They've been having 100, 110 degrees out there as long as record keeping has been going on. It's 1895 now. Think about it. Okay, so what's the gist? The problem we've got is there are too many people. It's like Florida. It's about to get zapped with the same kind of problems. What's the consequences? Farmers and drivers can't grow their crops. We're looking at an absolute catastrophic year. Now, California has been producing about 30% of the stuff we eat. Think about that. In New Mexico, vast swaths of farmland are being taken out of use at the urging of the state officials. Well, they can't deepen the wells fast enough to keep up with the water table falling. And if you take a look, that used to be an inland sea. Oh, in California, up to 1 million acres of farmland could go and use this year at an economic cost of billions. Ooh. And then you got electricity production from dams has dropped. An hydropower plant in California's Lake Orville faced a possible shutdown due to plummeting water levels. I don't think anybody has even thought about it. I don't think the people coming from Mexico are intelligent at all in that particular situation of coming across the border. You guys are coming into death. Lots of it. It's about 3-4 states wide. Utah, where the population has grown nearly seven times since 1980. Just 1980, that's only 20 years ago, 40 years ago. The region needs to drastically increase our conservation to rethink how we're using almost every gallon of water. No, you need more than that. You need a heavy soaking rain that lasts forever. Oh, they have banned decorative turf. If you haven't got regular plants growing in your yard, I'm talking about local plants, forget it. They won't let you water it. You go to water it, they'll turn your water off. Here we go. How not to celebrate Juneteenth. I don't celebrate it at all. Why? It's bogus. It's bullshit. Largesse horse hockey, or however you want to look at it. Juneteenth is a federal holiday, and that has me worried. Biden may help the rest of the country understand its importance, but the descendants of slaves will continue to be underemployed, underpaid, with far less family wealth than other Americans. Guess what? That is only partially the fault of any entity, whether it's some kind of a program or whatever. It is the fault of individuals taking it upon themselves to teach critical race theory the hard way. Ooh. Boy, I tell you what. there are some things coming on, getting ready to happen that people are not going to be prepared for. And these things that are coming, from what I heard, Sam Moxie says by the 10th, that's today. So if it ain't, if something big and funky ain't happened by midnight, I'd say she got false information, or the information was not correct some way or another. The thing everybody has to understand is simple. You can't do it the way we've been doing it. We need to change it. Now, how do you change it? Well, I would suggest that we think about taking our country back. Yeah, I know that sounds nasty. I'm not talking about having to be nasty with it necessarily. I'm talking about maybe getting things taken care of in such a manner that nobody has to deal with the horse manure any longer. Well, see if I can find this. There it is. I'm going to play you a song. I want you to think about this. Why? Because at the end of this month, it ends the moratorium on foreclosures and evictions.
Made me so proud.
now. You get a message from Ed Song? How'd you feel about after all the stuff you've been through? that you get to see all your belongings put up on the curb. Think about it. It's bound to happen. I got 400,000, and it's climbing every day, of lawsuits prepared to go. Ooh, evictions. Well, Juneteenth, no, I ain't going to celebrate that. I'll celebrate 1776 all day long. Juneteenth is now a federal holiday, and that has me worried. Biden may help the rest of the country understand it's important. Well, it's not important. Why do you want to celebrate wearing chains? Come on, people. Let's get it together. How about those, how about the people who think that, they have absolute rights to do anything they want to because somebody does something that they don't like? Oh, my, my, my. The descendants of slaves will continue to be underemployed and underpaid with far less family wealth than other Americans. Well, it sounds to me like somebody needs to get out there and hustle. That's right. And now this is key. We need a level playing field. Ooh. Well, the court's victory. The Supreme Court ruled correctly. In a key culture war ruling, the Supreme Court last week delivered a recipe for peace. 9 justices sided with Catholic Social Services, which was denied a contract with the city of Philadelphia because it would not place foster children with same-sex couples. Well, yeah, that goes to a religious freedom. And we still have, supposedly, the same freedoms that we have always had. America is a nation with a kaleidoscope of differences in race, religion, culture, ideology, and more. So for those with differing values to insist their rights must prevail in every context, no matter what, is to stoke fierce, relentless conflict. That's pluralism, the binding force that allows us to live together despite fundamental differences. It don't matter to me if your skin color is different from mine. It don't matter to me that mine is white. Mine happens to be white. What matters to me is the level playing field everybody is supposedly promised. Well, police reform doesn't mean high crime. it's possible to fight racism and fight crime at the same time. Defunding the police, frightened Americans believe that changing police warrior mentality requires letting criminals run free. Hello, you prosecutors that think that a revolving door and catch and release is a good idea. You're out. You really are. I would suggest that everybody and their mother-in-law to get it together. Anybody that's on here that can hear this or somebody who would like to hear this, who consider themselves, oh boy, quotation, activists, ought to get their stuff together and really jump up and down on this. False choice. Residents of mostly black and Hispanic neighborhoods do not want criminals to run free. You hear that? That's the majority of the people. That runs somewhere in the 50% range. From what I've been able to find out about it, they don't want cops to treat all black people as suspects or get away with bullying and abusing them. Nobody, white, black, or whatever, wants that. It's a tragedy. If our rancid politics pushes voters to choose between justice and security, ooh, you want to really get into that? Check it out. Purging Nazis from the military. Good luck. how they see us? A failed drug war. Failed drug war turns 50. That's not how they see us. They see us as at least making an effort in the right direction. No, try Australia. They're not a great big country. They're not particularly rich. Here's the quote. We can take whatever China throws at us. Relations between two countries sank last year after Canberra called for a probe into the origins of coronavirus and barred Chinese tech giant Huawei from our 5G network. Woo! I guess if big tech can turn some people off, other places can do the same. Beijing has long thought of Australia as the West's weakest link, the country most dependent on Chinese trade and most susceptible to Chinese influence. Uh-oh. While China boycotts our wine, it continues to buy our iron ore at record prices. For now, at least, the effort to break Australia and Australia's will has only solidified it. Now, you remember after 9/11, we had a big display of flags. Think about it. At least nine relatives of President Biden's top aides have landed coveted jobs in the new administration. That has been going on forever. It ought to quit. You'd be able to carry handguns to Texas without a permit. Think about it. 4 million Americans quit their jobs in April, highest number on record. Why'd they do that? Well, they got tired of the horse hockey. Then you got Catholicism. The bishops go after Biden. Aw. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has decided to try to shame the nation's second Catholic president. A stunning move. Its 400 members last week voted overwhelmingly to create a document on the Eucharist. Ooh. Advancing a years-long effort to deny Biden and other pro-choice Catholic politicians a communion. Ooh. Then we got the fun and games. Ah, yeah. January 6th. You think that was bad? That was just a bunch of visitations. The right is trying to reshape the history of one of our nation's darkest days. No, you ain't seen a dark day yet. They haven't turned the lights out. The mob's express intent in smashing their way into the Capitol was to prevent Congress from certifying the electoral votes that made Joe Biden president so Donald Trump could be reinstalled via a coup. That's not exactly the way it works. When you get into it, if you really take a look, anybody who's interested in law and how it all works, you might find that when somebody has perpetrated a fraud, oh, here we go, this ought to start something, and they didn't win the election, they say they did, those votes by the Electoral College automatically go to the person who the fraud was committed upon, like the interruption to a normal term. Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde, Republican Georgia, has likened their insurrection to a normal tourist visit on a bunch of peaceful patriots. They're against honoring Capitol Police defenders, largely because they objected to the event being termed an insurrection. Ooh. And guess what? One of the people I watch, Tucker Carlson. Oh, boy. Fox News host has recycled right-wing websites' haywire theory that unnamed co-conspirators cited in rioter indictments are actually undercover federal agents who played a leading role in planning the attack. Oh, by the way, I checked with my sources. They say that's true. Republican lawmakers quickly piled on, demanding answers from FBI Director Christopher Wray. Well, they've got thousands of hours of video and refused to share it. You know, what's more disturbing is the slow-building conservative effort to turn Ashley Babbitt into a martyr. Well, it didn't kill anybody but her. Why? Why did you kill her in the first place? Who was the idiot that pulled the trigger? Babbitt was a 35-year-old Air Force veteran who was fatally shot by an unidentified officer Oh, by the way, we're working on getting his identity while trying to climb through a broken window into the Capitol. Carlson called her shooting a homicide, which it was. He charged people that killed black people with homicide. The same is true for everybody else. And Gosar said she was executed by an officer lying in wait. Ooh. Republicans can move in 6 months from open condemnation of the rioters to indifference and even justification. It's not hard to imagine an open embrace of the type of violence that nearly made January 6th a greater tragedy than it already was. Ooh-wee. You kind of left somebody out there, the dink that reported this. Yeah, dink. That's somebody that tries to get a note on a piano and don't quite get there. You left a BLM and Antifa out of it. You think it's funny for telling people to get out, get away, leave, tell the cops to leave them alone. Oh, my. Delta variant, a new threat to the unvaccinated. Bullshit. Horse hockey. How about a poll watch? 81% of Americans support requiring an ID in order to vote, including 62% of Democrats. 71% of Americans think early in-person voting should be made easier. It has been. And 69% support national standards for early and mail-in voting across the country. Well, there's a few states that have already taken that issue up. And they got a joke session in this magazine. That's the week of July 2nd. The old man sitting in his easy chair watching the news, probably. His kid comes up and says, "Happy Privileged Oppressor of Birthing People Day." "That's Father's Day, honey. It's time we start homeschooling Junior," says Dad. Circles of distrust, Amazon's fake review problem. Yeah, and that's going to come out in court. Now, I got a real problem here. Lena Khan, who was sworn in as the youngest ever chair of the Federal Trade Commission, the most progressive in at least a generation. Need for a more muscular approach to regulation to confront Amazon's rise. That's FTC. What they're doing, the FCC and the FTC are both putting their heads together to just figure out how they want to word this. They're planning to come after a whole bunch of people. And by that I mean all of your major platforms. Ooh, yeah, and they're doing it under the antitrust situation. Celebrity scholar recasting antitrust law into a tool to enable government to control capitalism. That's a nice assumption. They're not going to look into it to control something. They're looking at taking the control away from somebody who doesn't handle it well. Oh, boy, COVID long haulers. Ooh, COVID. Overall, almost one quarter, 23%, sought medical treatment for new conditions 1 month or more after their COVID diagnosis. Oh, yeah. And there's a whole bunch of things going on that, you know, like you got popular cosmetics that have got toxic stuff in it, all that. Well, that's neither here nor there. And there's a lot of this that it just doesn't claim, don't matter. Forget about it kind of thing. Well, what are you going to do when when you get to the point where the overpriced higher education gets to the point where nobody can handle it? 80% of organizations that paid the ransom in a cyber attack were hit by a second attack, and almost half were hit by the same threat group, according to a study by the security firm Cyber Reason. You want to check some things out. I take these little, they give me a name like Cyber Reason. I checked it. It's posted on their website, you know, and there are problems all over the place. Any employees and clients who have not received the C-19 vaccination will be barred from entering the bank's New York offices. Well, how about we just close you? Yeah, hey, you know, it's like everybody else. They think that illegal immigration is cool. Well, that's fine. Let's just send all of the roughly hundreds of thousands of people to camp out in their yards. What would Pelosi do if a few hundred thousand showed up? Debt, college costs, swallow retirement nest eggs. There's a lot of horse hockey about this. If you paid X amount, I would deduct it from the principal and then tell them how much I owe. Oh, no, you can't do it. Or bet. They got $4.9 billion from people. And they deduct it from Social Security. Social Security ain't much anyway. There are now 8.7 million Americans aged over 50 who are still paying off college loans. Well, if you've made payments, I will suggest it gets funky. The Fed, keeping steady or moving too slow. First of all, the Fed don't have a clue. And secondly, it doesn't matter what speed they're moving. They said it wouldn't raise interest rates. I don't think it'll change anything. Mixed signals. Relieved, the Fed may act to keep the market from getting more overheated and skittish about the pending removal of the punch bowl. Yeah. Google isn't feeling lucky. Bottom line, it is hard to argue that things aren't going great, but it made Google a more professionally run company than the one he inherited. This is the new people that come in with all these high hopes, and nothing happens. Now, you probably heard about this one. Big investors that can borrow money for far less than average mortgage, so they can afford to outbid most buyers, and they almost always offer cash. They turn the whole thing into rentals. A property investment fund recently bought a whole neighborhood of 124 houses. What savvy firms are doing is essentially buying up the stock of relatively inexpensive single-family homes in growing metro areas and in the process pushing new arrivals into renting, locking them out of all the advantages the U.S. gives to homeowners. Anybody get this funny feeling of wind around their ankles? You should. I'm going to lightly cover. I got about three or four more to cover here. The monster isn't really dead. Ooh. C-19. If horror movies have taught me anything, apart from the dangers of investigating suspicious sounds in a poorly lit basement, it's that the killer isn't done with us yet. Ooh. And what this comes out to is that the new variants are supposedly damn more dangerous, worse and more nasty than the original. Well, that's not what it's all about. It's about control. You still wearing your politically correct diaper on your face? Think about it. Biden's quest for a bipartisan infrastructure bill. It ain't happening. It's been blocked. Searching for answers after Florida condo collapse. House built on sand. You know, the border. Do Biden and Harris have a plan? Answer is no. say, saying they didn't do anything. Getting a tinfoil hat after Fox News host Tucker Carlson said he'd found out the National Security Agency was spying on his communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take his show off the air. The NSA called the claim untrue. You don't have to worry, NSA. They got an effort going now to defund you anyway. Oh, boy. Lost cause. Former Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Tenney, author of Dred Scott, ruling black people had no rights, which the white man was bound to respect. Well, there's some people that need to go someplace, and that's one of them. Bill Cosby got loose. They overturned his conviction. What we have to do in terms of everything is make things honest again. Baseball's latest cheating scandal. Oh, boy. It just goes and goes and goes. Yes, there is racial progress, but the thing that they reported is racist. GOP is trying to drag the military into its cultural war policies. Not really. Right-wing TV personalities, grandstanding politicians. Last week, joined forces to attack General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, accused him of promoting critical race theory and wokeism. Now, that's not what he's doing. He said, I want the definition. Bring it up here and put it on my desk. And so far, he's got no takers. Can you imagine that? Ooh, you want something Grinchy? How about World War III? principle of freedom of navigation must be defended. Putin is now on notice that the Black Sea is not Russia's bathtub. Yeah, that's right. Nobody sunk anything. Everything came out all right. Now, Austria is having a problem. Will the mouse infestation ever end? Biblical mouse plague ravaging Australia, is showing no signs of let up. It's growing, getting worse. In Pakistan, at least 100,000 Pakistanis have died in a feudal conflict, and our country has suffered an estimated $118 billion in economic losses. Pakistan said, no, we're not going to comply with what you got in mind. New York, the Democrats' anti-crime candidate, Adams, will a former cop become mayor? He should. from what I've heard him say, he's the best of them, of all of them. DeSantis, champion of academic free speech? Yes. Oh, boy. Now, we got a bunch of cartoons here that is that are really interesting. We got a dog sitting outside a major city with a tsunami, a humongous tsunami coming in. It's labeled as crime. And the dog says, so much for defunding the police. Try as he might, he couldn't convince us to get vaccinated. This is tombstone, fire Fauci. I think it's a good idea, personally, but this is me. By the way, if you drink some coffee, it's good for your liver. Fights liver disease. 20% lower risk. 49% lower risk of dying from a chronic disease. Oh, my goodness. We have enough fun and games going on to keep everybody and their mother-in-law and the kids busy for some time into the future. Oh, boy. Oysters from the grill. I don't think so. I don't like oysters that well anyway. Oh, and they want me to live either in the northwest, right up next to Canada, or in the northeast. Neither one of them. Oh, boy. This is interesting. Facebook Major antitrust suits dismissed. I questioned that. Federal judge sent the regulators back to the drawing board this week in an effort to brand Facebook as an illegal monopoly, deemed legally insufficient by U.S. District Judge James Busberg, who chastised the agency for failing to establish Facebook's abuse of its market position beyond a nod to the conventional wisdom that Facebook is a monopolist. Whoa. Well, FTC and FCC are looking at making them into public utilities. I hope you like that. And I do hope that catches, because that's major. There's more fun and games involved in that than anybody realizes. It'll all come out eventually. My, the nation. Camp Armageddon. And Joe Biden is Armageddon. NATO was formed to counter the USSR. But under pressure from Washington, it has now designated China as a potential threat. Well, what they did was they're turning it. Joe Biden told reporters that despite his condemnation of many Russian policies, he was prepared to work with Moscow in devising ways to avoid a military clash. Ooh, especially one that might trigger use of nuclear weapons. Oh, boy, us and them. The NATO leadership is providing the rationale for a wide range of military measures that will make such a clash even more likely. Hey, we're going to have to keep an eye on them. Some dummy got loose and they supposedly got the switch. Progressive must. This is the nation, and they're Marxist. So progressives must, therefore, reject the false contention that the world can be neatly divided between the upholders and destroyers of the rules-based international order, and that we, the upholders, must be prepared to risk nuclear annihilation in its defense. Ouch. Oh, and I read this. They got an interview about refugees and whatnot. And it's BS. The whole friggin' thing is. Black Sawston, who, after saving Biden's campaign from defeat and was it the country, black voters, hope for just a little support, and they got none. Nada. And it's a lie. They didn't save squat. They jury-rigged the election. Ooh. Black people delivered the presidency to Joe Biden. Ooh. Understood. And the objection of many younger black pundits like me, this is a deeply racist country. Oh. And then a majority of white people would vote for a Republican, as a majority of them have in every presidential election since Nixon honored the Southern strategy. We got a problem. Black people saved America from itself again. Not lie, you name it. The openly white supremacist policies of Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, Jeff Sessions, Bill Barr no longer emanate from the executive branch. Lady, and this is Ellie Mistel, you need to go somewhere, like back to Africa, as an example. A small world. Children are treasures, but unfettered population growth hurts them as much as it does the planet. No, we haven't done anything in terms of efficiency on this score in forever. Biden wants to keep the black voters to put him in office. Republicans care about the concerns of the white supremacists. Well, too many people equals Agenda 21 via C-19. Now, that was only an introduction. The C-19, there's some nasty ones out there. Society's generous social provisions have not managed to produce bumper crops and babies. So, decline and fall. Oh, boy. Cautionary tale. Diane Morales seemed like the left's best shot at stopping a more moderate frontrunner's New York City's Democratic mayoral primary race. Oh. Businessman Andrew Yang and ex-cop Eric Adams, though. What happened was allegations of sexual harassment abuse upended the campaign of city controller Scott Stringer, who had hoped to consolidate the progressive support. 4 weeks election, Morales' campaign collapsed. She gave it up. Just that simple. Nobody's going to question Morales. There's no need to. She's out of it. Well, end of the highway. Now, a lot of people are talking about taking highways out of cities because they cut low-income people's neighborhoods in half or whatever. Transit departments across the country have functioned for decades, building even ever bigger freeways to fix congestion despite the reams of evidence that it don't work. Well, the main problem, you can build all the rail and buy all the buses you want, but people won't take public transit. They don't like it. It doesn't serve their purpose or their needs. How do I know? Well, I was a city bus driver 5.5 years. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry about that. In a bus or on a train, you don't have to worry about people who aren't paying attention while driving until they run into you. Then you get serious victims. Well, the problem with other countries' victimization is it doesn't have anything to do with our anything that we've got in terms of an obligation to save them. Nina Turner's neck tack. Can the former Sanders surrogate, win over her district without losing her supporters on the left? And the answer is no. You can't tell them all to screw off and keep them as voters. It don't work that way. Juneteenth, again. The publication of the 1619 Project in the New York Times in 2019 pushed many Americans to reconsider what they assumed they knew about African American and, more generally, U.S. history. The only problem is that it's just as inaccurate as what we were given before. And the book on Juneteenth is bad news. Why is it bad news? Well, that's very simple. Analysis of those historians refuse to reckon with this centrality of slavery in the founding of the United States, and in particular, its importance in the lives of the country's founding fathers. Oh, really? That's a nice way to take things and slant them. That's political spin. Oh, white supremacy had so deeply influenced the telling of U.S. History, you have to be able to help write the history of the country in order to establish your right to be here, to say that you are legitimately here. Well, sorry, but before the Civil War, Texas took steps in its constitution to prevent the movement of free African Americans into the state. Not a nice deal. But this person knows more about it than anybody else. Republican politicians pushing to abolish critical race theory and the continued assaults on use of the 1619 projects in the classroom. It is clear that powerful leaders in society also understand the importance of historical memory. Yeah, it's all well and good as long as you got a memory of something that was real instead of something that was imagined. You got to watch these imaginary things that come up. They get told as absolutes. Come on, come up. There we go. Clunk. Here's the problem. This is an interesting article, Many Children Left Behind. How did American education become so unequal? It's very simple. You allocated funding for like a new football stadium or something instead of fixing the roof and the heating system or the water system in older schools. And where are those older schools? Oh, my goodness. They are in the poorest places. Public schools provide far more than they should, serving as the great equalizer in an increasingly stratified society, serving, in fact, as welfare states, as health care facilities, child care centers, as sources for counseling and for free breakfasts and lunches. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with any of that. What's wrong is the manner in which these things have been administered. Should we continue to task schools with serving as our primary social safety net for young people, with the hours of instruction received by students now standing in for the redistribution of wealth, or should we take seriously the historic needs of students as human beings and citizens of a democracy? I'll go back to what I stated before, and I'm going to regurgitate it till it hurts. It's called a level playing field. Instead of reckoning with the real social and economic crisis facing school children, many administrators and think tanks opined about learning loss, the number of instructional minutes students missed in math and reading, especially the poor working class children who are most left behind. Yeah, that's right. These lockdowns have literally done more damage to children of the poor or disadvantaged than they have with anybody else. It's like they cut the police and go out and hire private security firms to make sure that we got to be safe. Well... One night, law school accused Harvard Law of jealousy regarding its degree-granting power out of fear that its spineless aristocrats would run into the competition from his own school graduates, as in business and law education elites, reinforced their position. Excuse me, sorry about that. Reinforce their position at the top in the face of expanding access to their field by introducing expensive credentialing requirements intended to deter, exclude, or regulate to the lower ranks even the most knowledgeable and experienced women, African Americans, and Irish Catholics, who are more likely to be working class on the apparent basis of merit. You people wouldn't like it, but I'd like to record all you turkeys. There is a mess, and we're going to have to deal with the mess that we've allowed to be created. The mess is more than obvious if you look around. Last magazine, there about three or four of them, we'll be done with this. Then I'll throw in some stuff. Defund someone else's police. Woo! While juvenile activists proclaim all cops are bastards and their ideological champions in the Congress demand we defund the police, and their blinkered friends in the press corps tell a story of a public that wants to be unpoliced. The voters in New York City gave us a dose of reality. Ooh, that's right. We don't know for sure that former police officer Eric Adams will eventually be declared the winner. He was. We do have a very good guess, though, as to what the voters were saying when they gave him commanding lead in Tuesday's primary election. Violent crime is on the rise, and we need police to protect us. Hello. That means that it's good probability, if it starts there and progresses, that we will be in a situation where the defund becomes refund, and we get to where we're supposed to have always been. Mayo Wiley, the George Soros-backed defund the police candidate in the race, trailed 9 points. The real revelation comes from looking at the election results at the local level and comparing them to crime maps. The pattern is clear. The more violent crime affected you, the more likely it is you voted for Eric Adams. The more you lived in a safe, wealthy neighborhood, the more likely you voted for the defund the police candidate. I think it's interesting. Eric Adams won every election district in the 73rd precinct, getting 80% in many of them. For instance, New York's 73rd precinct includes the Brooklyn neighborhoods of Ocean Hill and Brownsville. From April 2020 and through April 2021, the people of the 73rd suffered 26 murders, 39 rapes, and 263 felony assaults among a population of less than 90,000. Ooh. Wiley won stretches of Brooklyn, too, such as Greenpoint and South Slope. These police precincts had one murder between the two of them. And Wiley was endorsed by OAC. Oh, my God. The wealthy parts of, and they won the wealthy parts of the OAC's district and lost the Bronx portions. Defund the police is a niche luxury idea, it turns out. We'll see how the man does. I think he'll do well. We'll while his home was protected by a private police force hired by her live-in boyfriend. Cops will ask about this all the time. Cops know when they retire, they will get hired by someone like Wiley. Defund the police is a fun idea to hold when it has no consequences. Close to home, though, New Yorkers, like everyone else, want a cop on the beat. They got a joke on the same page as this editorial from the Washington Examiner, June 29th, July 6th, the crime problem. And they've got a gun, you know, one of them jobs that shoots a sign out. Enforcement of law, soft on crime, liberal policy, all this stuff is right there. I don't necessarily agree with a whole lot of things. That's one of them I do agree with. Now, here's the other one. Democrats lie about voter ID for decades. Democratic politicians and enablers in the media cartel have flat out lied on claiming it is racist to require voters to provide proof of their identities. Now, voter ID came up years back, came up hard and heavy. Well, guess what happened? Every volunteer that was available, all the people at the church that had a car they could drive, were willing to go and get these people their voter IDs. Think about it. They did it. Don't tell me that black people are stupid or that dumb or uneducated that they can't go get an ID. That's horse hockey. Let's get it. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Change occurred. A sudden about-face on the issue by Democrat leaders shows the allegation was a cynical, race-baiting falsehood all along. Ooh. It's an editorial on Washington Examiner, June 29th, July 6th. The change occurred when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he would support the so-called John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act if, and it's a big if, Democrats would amend it in several ways, including voter ID requirements to cast a ballot. The bill would allow federal bureaucrats to supersede state sovereignty over election practices, thus forcing procedural changes expected to benefit the Democrats. Think about that. Think about things. Think about these things. I mean, you got then you got that H.R. 1. Well, National Democrats effectively admit as much. Will they apologize for their years of race-hustling humbug? No. That's one. We're going to see if we can find the other one. Oh, yeah, we got a letter from the editor, Hugo Gurdon. 2024 Republicans sorting is picking up speed. There's a spring in Republican steps reviving interest among conservatives in politics, for they can see a path to victory in 2022 and 2024. This is a turnaround. People on the right shield their eyes from unpleasant glare of an all-blue Washington landscape. Yeah, well, things don't look so bad. Democrats have damaged themselves by the embrace of intersectional lunacies, especially critical race theory. By Biden's radical administration, by massive government spending and inflation, by efforts to seal states' rights with electoral reform, and by threats to end Republican obstruction, it used to be called opposition, by nuking the Senate filibuster. Well, guess what? Ain't none of that happened. They can't get it off the ground. Why? Well, it's like butterfly wings. You touch them, never gets off the ground. You don't know how far this has gone until you really look at it and talk to some people that are actually involved in it. Drones. Ooh. I'll tell you what. In terms of drones, think of the Terminator. Seriously. Texas Ranger. Governor Greg Abbott, Texas Lone Star Conservatism to the national stage. Well, how did he do that? Texas will build his own border wall. Oh, challenge to President Joe Biden directly. The president has obstructed his duty, his sworn duty, to allow and apply the laws that Congress has written about immigration policies. Ooh, this is more than just a follow-the-law approach. Our approach is one of being empathetic and responsive to the needs of Texans on the border. Now, here's how it works. People want to play games with politicians by using the political system to get rid of them. They call it recalls. Well, I will suggest that you want to get funky. And you want to do it rapidly, and you want to do it in such a way that there's no wiggle room. Anybody, I don't care who it is, I don't care what office, if they have violated their oath of office, you can remove them in like 2-3 days. Think about that. Think about that very carefully. However, we don't have anybody with guts or whatevers to do so. How Portland became Portlandia. Portland's crisis of sanity and radicalism long ago became its well-known new normal. The city and its Portlandia caricature blurred into one. Wheeler. another dink politician. Wheeler remained largely sympathetic to agitators throughout the riots until they chased him out of his ivory tower and home in September. That made it real. They got up close and personal. Some claim that left-wing radicalism is a reaction to the state's history of housing fringe supremacist groups. Well, not really. In truth, there's nothing to react against today in Oregon, as conservatives and indeed the whole rural communities are running from the state. Oregonians in Baker, Grant, Lake, Mulher, and Sherman counties recently approved ballot measures requiring total local officials to consider redrawing the border to make them Idahoans. Think about that. Now, people leaving is one thing. When they're going to take a chunk of the state with them, that's quite another. Well, I witnessed all the change with the winds of radicalism that swept through in the 60s, but there's more here. December 11th, 1968, by afternoon, pickets and demonstrators, mainly white students, were circulating around campus disrupting classes. People feel voiceless in our state. Well, maybe they ought to learn how to speak. There are ways in which you can address any problem. Don't give a damn what it is or how critical it is. Cheney hasn't changed. Her exile from House leadership hasn't shifted her views on policy or the Democrats. I got to give her credit for that. The path to victory is not embracing Trump. Sorry about that. The path to victory for Republicans is to stand up for free enterprise, for life, for the Second Amendment, a strong national defense, and fidelity to the Constitution. Yeah. Everybody's seen the John Wick movies, Fealty to the High Table. Well, the world we want to live in is a world in which they set the rules. Well, tough. You ain't getting there. Undogmatic justice. Amy Coney Barrett has no use for partisanship in the high court. That's good. She just hates that stuff and will do you a number if you come off with it. I think that she's a great justice, and I think it'll get better as it goes along. Oh, my. Washington briefing. Infrastructure is far from done deal. Think about that. Nancy Pelosi won't consider a bipartisan deal until a bigger spending package is approved via reconciliation. Well, first of all, that's DOA, dead on arrival. I think they ought to remove her, personally. I think she's gone well beyond her usability. The question is, are they going to be able to get all the Democrats to vote for it? No. They already got Democrats saying, I ain't voting for that crap. Biden's two-step dance with liberals and centrists. So the president's attempts will appease two wings of the Democratic Party. Attempts to appease two wings of the Democrat could cost him legislative money. It will cost him. That's already been put out. Oh, you remember that Alzheimer's disease? The new pill for it? Patients will face a cost of at least $56,000 for 12 months of treatment. There ain't no way. Iran is poised to return to global oil markets if Biden revives a nuclear deal. Iran demands sanctions relief in exchange for any resumed compliance with the agreement. Okay, well, let it percolate the way it is. Senators reintroduce legislation that would strengthen penalties for cyber attacks. Update or no access. Extradition. The bipartisan bill also provides more tools for law enforcement. There's a whole bunch of things that need to be done, and this is only one of them. Many companies in the defense industry and other government-related services have ignored regulations requiring two-factor authentication of users. We need mandatory minimums for cybersecurity that are validated by a government agency. You just need some kind of a nut with a sledgehammer who comes and checks you out. And if you are a mess, such as what I have heard, use that sledgehammer. Here's more. Now, Stephen Moore is astute. The return of the corporate welfare state. Oh, goody. No one is paying much attention, but Washington is building up a vast multi-trillion-dollar welfare class, corporate America. Hundreds of billions of dollars of handouts, loans, grants, and loan guarantees for corporate America. This aid to to dependent corporations is most prevalent in the area of renewable energy. You know, them turbines that didn't work, the AOC made them take in, well, horse hockey. The government will also spend billions on roadside charging stations. I don't recall. Although Sam paying to build gas stations across the country. Do you? I mean, that's, he's asking the question. I have to agree with that. Oh, boy. Republicans are in on the gambit. Early June, the Senate passed by 60-32 margin what CNBC has called one of the largest bipartisan industrial policy bills in U.S. history. Shower money to manufacturers, semiconductor makers, tech companies, and a military-industrial complex to allow America to compete more effectively with China. Price tag, $250 billion. To start, it goes on and on. This is the corruption of these things has got to stop. We get to put an end to it. It's up to we, the people. You ain't going to have any knight in shining armor coming up anytime real soon. Quite honestly, Congress and the White House actually believe that politicians, government agents can do a better job of allocating capital than our multi-trillion-dollar financial markets and venture capital firms. Oh, sure. There's no problem that can't be fixed if you throw enough money at it. And if you can't fix the problem, you can fix the fixers. Now, here's one. This is last best hope, America in crisis and renewal, equity or self-rule. This is a book. And most important points and its most important points and demonstrates that there is no narrative or myth that will save us. Think about that. The armor's rusty and the horses wore out. You know, it's real simple. Woke militants blunder into a parental buzzsaw. Ooey gooey. Not a day passes without mothers and fathers rebelling against the left-wing indoctrination of their children at school. Like magma erupting through the earth's crust, superheated parental anger is cracking the natural disinclination of ordinary people to speak up on controversial issues. Videos of parents confronting education system establishment that has been entirely captured by the radical left are going viral so often that they've become a new social media agenda. This is a counter-revolution that might topple the edifice of left-wing lies about our culture and our country. The ideological abuse of school children might be a bridge too far, the fatal overreach of by left-wing bullies. These militants may, as a result, be thwarted in their repellent efforts to make ours a less successful and less admirable nation. They reckon, you know, an ordinary Americans remaining docile. Ooh, like those proverbial frogs in gradually heated water. But they have probably miscalculated. Minnesota, they had a local eruption. A 9-year-old schoolgirl challenged her school board to take down Black Lives Matter posters that festooned the building in which she is supposed to be educated, not indoctrinated. I love it. Oh, boy. The girl had asked her principal to remove the posters, which violated the board's stated policy of no politics in school. He refused, telling her that the posters were made by the board itself. Well, that means that the board and the principal need to go. Cannot capture the nationwide scope of the uprising has begun against extreme left machinations and hypocrisy. It does not evoke the full fury of parents whose reasonable hopes for their children learning are being betrayed by arrogant administrators and teachers. Argue that the gorgeous radicalism was already infecting and corroding many other areas of American life. So, Remote matters such as taxes or welfare programs, it's easier to pretend that they are harmless. Ooh. Mess with their children and you woke the Kraken. Well, guess what? The monster's getting ready to do a number on everybody. And that's from Hugh Gurdon, and it's about the fun and games that they're playing with the critical race theory and a bunch of other crap that they're trying to put out. A run-of-the-mill riot, a capital riot case. Now, I don't know if you watch Fox News, but there was a guy that was just somewhere in the vicinity. And if you're close, you're guilty. Ooh, and the charge is insurrection. I don't think they got enough goodies to keep it going. Around 1940, the last time a large-scale common threat led to a surge in authoritarianism. Sounds like McCarthy. The longer and more intense mobilization in the UK changed the psychology of its people. After 1945, greater demand for state intervention in Britain than in its daughter nations. The demand that was found expression in the state education and healthcare system, the mass naturalizations, and the persistence for years of rationing ID cards and other restriction. Well, what we got is a prolonged total war. Moved the dial in Britain permanently away from freedom. I sure as hell hope it don't start happening here, because if it does, the Democrats are going to need a lot of body bags. Yeah, that isn't a threat. That's a promise. Well, let's see what we got here. See what the people say. I'll have to listen. Diana said, I have to listen in tonight. Falling forward out of the timber today. Yeah. Whether I put the rails on to turn on. Yeah, well, that's similar to the weather machines. And it is a, transmitter of certain specific frequencies that affect your health. That's what those are. Whatever they are, they affect our health when they are turned on. They're located in the mid-north of South Australia. Yeah, and if you check, you'll find that there's a lot more than just those. Here's what the deal is, ladies and gentlemen. We have a situation that is not altogether tenable under any circumstances. We've got a bunch of freaks out there. I think that they run things when they don't. And you have to remember something. They're outnumbered tremendously by people who believe in the single word, the single thing that everybody screams about. And I've heard some of the most god-awful screams you can imagine in Vietnam. But they were screaming for freedom. Didn't get it. We couldn't hold on. certain people gave the farm away. But in the case of our country, well, very simple. We need to put some things together. And I'm talking about absolute action by the citizens, the people that are patriots who love this country and will not allow some dink who never did squat in their whole life, who thinks they know how to run our lives as well as everybody else's when they can't even run their own life. So you have to look at the probability that you're going to have a lot of people, and I mean a bunch of them, who just simply say no when some of those things come up. Ask them what part of no they don't understand. It ain't happening here. Not if I can help it. I'm going to start doing some things, and hopefully it'll take hold. At any rate, I intend to put an effort together in such a manner that we don't have to worry about things like this anymore. So, you know, get yourself together. I'm coming. And with that, I'd say spread this widely. It has a bunch of good stuff in it. You want intel? That's next week. I got a show with Gail on Thursday. It ought to be interesting. We're going to discuss ET. And until such time as we can actually meet up and get something accomplished, I'll tell you all to go out there and get her done.